Good morning, everyone. This is Sally. Hope you're having a great day. Today, I'd like to speak about put yourself second. Anticipating and solving customer problems now and in the future, sometimes even before they realize they have a problem, is key for thriving organizations. When you have a maniacal focus on your prospects' issues, needs, and concerns, and the complete organization drives towards solving their problems through your solutions, that is when the magic happens. Any deviation from this fundamental value source, where you put the other person's interests first and your own personal agenda and interest second, will dilute the cause and reason for existence and organizational longevity. When your people, systems, processes, strategy, and tools are all singing of the same piece of music, where the only focus is your customer and their needs, you will be leaps ahead of your competitors, who are still focused on touting their products, features, and benefits, and how great they are. What is your purpose? What is your why? If you stick to your why, if you identify your why, and stay true to your why, you will be able to overcome the toughest and most challenging hows. Tomorrow, if you were not there, would your absence be missed? Are you operating in the crowded red oceans? Or are you charting new pathways and creating differentiated new blue oceans? Is a culture of innovation pervasive throughout all levels and departments within your organization? Are you focusing on win-win relationships and uplifting relationships? The sum of the parts needs to be greater than the whole. As Bill Gates, the co-founder of Microsoft, said, your most unhappy customers are your greatest source of learning. Be happy, even if the only thing that makes you happy is your morning tea. Live for that morning tea intake. Make it marvelous. Get excited about it. Buy mugs, buy a tea maker, buy a massive stock of teas so you can have an endless variety. Maybe learn how to make it, open up a tea business. Let that small happiness, whatever it is, become your passion. It's what will keep you alive. If you don't have the passion, you're doing the wrong thing. When you're passionate about what you're doing, when you enjoy what you're doing, work doesn't seem like work. You can spend inordinate amount of time and effort and long hours and put in energy because it's something you're enjoying. It's something that is driving you. Nobody has to tell you to do it. You do it yourself. You're excited to get up in the morning because you're passionate about it. Your business exists because of your customers. It is critical that you earn their trust each day and don't take anything for granted. A truly humble person looks for opportunity to give himself freely to others rather than holding back, to release than to hoard, to build up rather than to tear down, to serve rather than to be served, and to learn from others rather than clamoring for the teaching stand. The only place your focus should be is on your customer. If you do that and make that the beacon of your actions and follow a process, the rest will take care of itself. It's that simple, easy, but most people don't do this. Instead, they focus on themselves and their needs and their quota and their targets and their income and their recognition, etc., etc. As Pink Floyd said, you have to be trusted by the people that you lie to. Maya Angelou said it in such a beautiful way. I've learned that most people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. That is so true. William Penn quoted, "Patience and diligence, like faith, move mountains." What are the mountains in your life that you have been struggling with? Are you struggling with those because you are focusing on yourself and putting your interests first rather than the other person? You need to change that. You need to listen more. As Dalai Lama said, when you talk, you are only repeating what you already know. But if you listen, you may learn something new. The biggest communication problem is we don't listen to understand. We listen to reply. Sigmund Freud said, "Analysis does not set out to make pathological reactions impossible, but to give the patient's ego freedom to decide one way or another." We humans are imperfect and mathematically inconsistent. Sometimes we are wrong and sometimes we are right. Machine learning can be a great training tool to increase the odds of being right. That's John Ramsey, the CTO of SecureWorks. This is not easy. You have to put in the effort. It is counterintuitive when you put yourself second. But start small and keep practicing. And keep improving. Even the biggest stars improve and focus on getting better every day. Beyonce quoted, "I get nervous when I don't get nervous. If I'm nervous, I know I'm going to have a good show." The world famous heavyweight boxer Muhammad Ali said, "It's the repetition of affirmations that leads to belief. And once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen." Don't miss the wonder of being alive. Bob Welch. We have so much to be grateful for. Put the interest of the other person above yours. Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. That is by Mahatma Gandhi. Stop explaining yourself to people who have proven that they lack the mental capacity and depth to understand you. It is not your fault, it is their state of mind and how they are thinking which drives their behavior and actions. Don't try to convince them beyond a point of logic and rationale. It's of no use. Instead, try and see how you can become a better person and how you can become more like the man God wants you to become. Don't try to change others. That is God's responsibility, not yours. You can only change yourself. As A.W. Tozer said, "With the goodness of God to desire our highest welfare, the wisdom of God to plan it, and the power of God to achieve it, what do we lack?" The answer, of course, is that we lack nothing. Life is not a bed of roses. It's going to be tough. There are going to be challenges. There are going to be obstacles. There are going to be hurdles. But you keep moving forward. The key is to focus on the other person. Let me conclude by saying, you fall, you rise, you make mistakes, you live, you learn. You're human, not perfect. You've been hurt, but you're alive. Think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, and to chase the things you love. Sometimes there is sadness in our journey, but there is also lots of beauty. We must keep putting one foot in front of the other, even when we hurt, for we will never know what is waiting for us just around the bend. You are strong. You will overcome. Keep the faith. Put your interests second, and amazing things will happen. This is Sal. Sally, thank you for listening. Talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye for now.